The Osgood File. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Plan B, the pill for women who wake up the next morning realizing Plan A broke, could soon be available without a prescription. The FDA, which has been sitting on the application for months, has had a sudden change of heart. But is this merely a prescription for irresponsibility? More after this. It's been 2.5 years since the FDA's own scientists pronounced Plan B, the morning after pill, safe enough to be sold over-the-counter to women of all ages. But the FDA overruled its own scientists, saying that even if it is safe, we don't want to make Plan B too easily available because, well, one reason appears to be that surprise pregnancies make life interesting. Ann Scheidler of the Pro-Life Action League. But now the FDA has changed its mind and will allow over-the-counter sales of Plan B to women over 18. Under 18, you'd still have to consult a doctor. Or, more likely, steal some from mom. Dr. Vanessa Cullins of Planned Parenthood says the age restriction is ridiculous. But Ann Scheidler says making Plan B too easy to get is asking for trouble. By which I believe she means couples would get the green light to start having sex outside wedlock strictly for pleasure. By keeping the risk of pregnancy present, heterosexual men and women would be deterred from having irresponsible sex. Perhaps making Plan B difficult to get might even encourage couples to adopt the only truly foolproof contraception, which is, of course, to become gay. Then the birth control is built in. That would be Plan C, I believe. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 1st, 2006.